My friends, this early morning sunrise in Cancun, I wanted to share with you 5 beautiful ways to double your praying power for the souls in purgatory. While we are here on earth, we don't have much time, so we need to do as much as is possible. As Blessed Mary of Providence said, we need to, with one hand, pull people away from hell, and with another, pull souls out of purgatory. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The first is praying in adoration. So last night I had the opportunity of finding 15 minutes walking distance from my hotel, a beautiful, beautiful adoration chapel. When we pray in adoration with the Lord, that is an amazing way to pray for the souls in purgatory. Remember that there are souls there in purgatory who, if during their life they had a devotion to the Lord and the Blessed Sacrament, they have the privilege of expiating in purgatory in front of the Blessed Sacrament. You want to be one of those. I want to be one of those. What an amazing grace. The second is to pray for the souls in purgatory with the saints. So yesterday, or actually 2 days ago now, I put out a short prayer in the YouTube comments. See, I have my 9 p.m. Central Standard Time Rosary group that we have on Zoom. We also have it on YouTube at the same time, so that you can join either way. And the prayer was simply this: Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit and strengthen our prayer for the souls in purgatory twofold. That was a simple prayer. The very next day, a priest sent me an email saying that he wanted to gift to me 2 relics, one of Saint Nicholas of Tolentino, the patron of purgatory, with documentation that it's authentic. The second is the Piece of a Habit of Blessed Mary of Providence. She is a blessed that founded the only religious community for the souls in purgatory. Quite amazing. So our prayer power is going to double, for sure. The third way to double your prayer power for the souls in purgatory is by fasting. On water alone, or bread and water. Keep it simple. Don't make it too complicated. Do it for 24 hours, and it will double your prayer power. It will be something truly, truly amazing. But we are afraid to do this. Don't be afraid. The prayer power that you will get, the strengthening that you will get, the relief that you will give the souls in purgatory is second to none. The fourth way is by praying with others. That rosary group that we have is now at 300 people, 100 on Zoom, because that's its limit, and about 200 on YouTube. That is prayer power. That is significantly more powerful than praying alone. And in fact, St. Louis de Montfort teaches that those that pray with others gain the merit of the number of people praying. So if there are 300, you gain the merit of 300 rosaries. Think about that for a moment. We are doing in one day what you do in almost an entire year. And the fifth way is to simply ask the Lord to pour out His Holy Spirit into your prayer. He can double your prayer in ways that we don't even know, that we don't even understand. He could strengthen your spiritual power by the snap of His fingers. So we should not put limits on the Lord. Ask Him to strengthen your prayer, that you may be a more effective intercessor for the souls in purgatory. We have little time. We might live 40 years, we might live 50, we might not even live that. Let's ask the Lord to help us to do as much as is possible for our beloved souls in purgatory. God bless you. I will see you in the next one.